100 Great Businesses and the Minds Behind Them, revised and updated. Written by Emily Ross and Angus Holland and read by Richard Aspel. The typical business success story starts like this. Mr. X has a brilliant idea in the bath one morning. He calls a friend, and together they build the invention in the garage. Then they go out and sell it from the boot of Mr. X's car, and before they know it, they are both millionaires. We like stories like this because they make us think we could easily do the same thing. All we need is that first great idea, right? Miracles do happen. Nike's Phil Knight did indeed start out selling running shoes from the boot of his car. James Dyson became one of Britain's richest men after inventing a new kind of vacuum cleaner in his shed. But these fairy tales tend to skip over the details, the parts of the story where, for example, Dyson had to spend 3.5 years building 5,127 vacuum cleaner prototypes before he actually got the thing to work properly, where the founders of Kettle Chips spent countless 18-hour days trying to find a market for their product, where the Lonely Planet founders spent 7 years scraping together the funds to pursue their dream. Usually, the idea is the easy part. As the 100 businesses in this book all demonstrate, often the real talent lies in knowing what to do next, how to finance and build the product, when and how to market it, and how to persist with it through difficult times. Our case studies cover the last 100 years, from the origins of cornflakes to the birth of the BlackBerry, the genius of MTV and the Super Soaker phenomenon, from the Walkman to the running shoe.